You're listening to Building the Game with Rob and Jason.
It's Building the Game with Jason and Rob. For tabletop game design, you really can't go wrong. Building the game, yeah, building the game.
Hello and welcome to Building the Game, a documentary podcast. Today is Monday, March 13th, and you're listening to episode 250. That's right, 250. We are the week before Unpub, and the term a documentary podcast means a lot right now, as you're hearing. We recorded a lovely show, myself and Robert Johnson. It was a fun show. Had a lot of great input. Robert did. It was a good time. And then I went to edit it, and guess what happened? Well, it sounded terrible. Something apparently went wrong with our mics, which I didn't realize at the time. So here I am recording a new show. And on such short notice, could not find a guest host to help me. So I've drafted one, as you may have heard talking. Welcome to the show, Josiah. How you doing?
Good.
Are you here to talk about game design with me?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. Well, first, we're going to start by acknowledging, like I said, this is episode 250. 250 is a pretty big number, isn't it?
I know already!
That we're episode 250?
Yeah!
It's pretty exciting, right? 250 episodes that Mr. Rob and I have recorded together?
Super silly!
It's super silly, isn't it? Yeah.
I think that's so crazy, Dada. And you're my favorite.
Well, I'm glad to be your favorite. Hey, so let's talk about some games here. We play games around the house quite a bit. What is your favorite game currently that we're playing together, Josiah?
Tower Conquest.
Tower Conquest, yes. He very much likes the video game that we play. I've talked about it on the show before. It's a tower defense-ish type game, and it's a lot of fun. What about board games that we play, huh? What's your favorite board game to play? Lucky Dice is a game. Lucky Dice is a game that was produced by Dice Hate Me several years ago. And there's a physical version, but they actually did an app for it. The app has long since expired, but Josiah loves to play Lucky Dice on the iPad app. We have an old iPad that we haven't updated in a while. And for that reason, we're still able to play the old version of Lucky Dice, which is a good time and lots of fun. And he enjoys it very much. So that is exciting stuff. Now, we also play board games. We play Monza. You like Monza?
It's kind of a good game. Well, my favorite game is Lucky Dice. Yeah.
But you like Monza, too, the racing game that we play? Usually you beat me at that racing game, huh?
Yeah, because I always pick red, and red's the speediest car ever, silly dad.
Yeah, so that is something for you to know out there, builders, that if you're thinking, hey, I want to play Monza with my kids, but I want to win. The red car is the fastest. It's a design flaw in the game. What happens is the red car, you just roll the dice better when you're using it. It's just how it works. It's broken. Somebody should probably tell Haba that.
That's because the red is telling me what colors the like. Actually, how to win.
Really? Well, I see. So the red is telepathically communicating with you, telling you which colors to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
It wants you to win, and that makes me always win. When Grandma one time was playing, and she beat me because it was too hard, because her racer was, like, super fast and telling her, like, fast too. That made me like seeing that what their cart was saying, that you follow that. Yeah.
So okay, well that is good. Yes, Monza, pro tip, play the red car if you want to win. All right, so let's talk about a topic today, Josiah. Next week, or this coming week actually, on Friday, what's gonna happen on March 16th? You're going to be 5 years old. It's going to be exciting. And then on March 17th, the day after, I'm going to fly to Baltimore, a place we like very much, to go to.
We went there before, everyone.
We did. We went to Baltimore, and we went to Unpub there. That's where I go every year, obviously. I know a lot of you builders out there are going to Unpub. So I thought for a topic today, we'd talk a little bit about Unpub prep. That's something Rob and I have talked about quite a bit. So for Unpub this year, I'm bringing two games. I'm bringing a game called Skeleton Key, which is a deduction game where you're trying to figure out which skeleton key other people are trying to use to open a door and get points. And it's exciting. It's a fun little game. The other game I'm bringing is called The Mechanical Suspects, which is a game all about robots.
Yep, and I made my own too, everyone.
That's right. Josiah made his own game out of my robot game. It was pretty exciting. In fact, during the pitch time, I think we'll let him explain how that game works. But for now, we're going to talk about prepping for Unpub. So this year for Unpub to prep, what I did was I made the two games. I made two prototypes. And I do what I normally do. I make, you know, nice clean prototypes with card sleeves, full color, with using Google Art to try to make it a little easier. Yep. And Josiah very much enjoys the robot art that I picked. It's pretty cool.
My game is called Robot Switch.
Yeah, and his game is called Robot Switch. Little teaser there, because during the pitch time, we'll have Josiah pitch Robot Switch, and we'll explain how that game works. It's a pretty exciting game. I'm surprised I'm not taking that to Unpub instead of The Mechanical Suspects, frankly. All right, so the other things I've been working on recently to get prepared for Unpub, been hammering out the rules so that I can have nice printed versions of the rules. That way, in case somebody wants to take a copy of the rules, a publisher or anyone, I can give them a copy.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, the other thing to think about is, you know, the ability to change those rules on the fly. Yeah. You may not be able to reprint them, but I strongly suggest Google Docs for that purpose, so I can actually alter rules while I'm there, which is really, really helpful as a designer. In addition to that, with the Mechanical Suspect specifically, I'm still working on scoring. There's some scoring for collecting bounties for these robots you're trying to capture, and you've got bounty cards to score those on. So that's pretty much set for now. But there's also a Sushi Go style scoring where you score different points for each robot at the end of the game for the numbers of them that you have. They score. It's a very, very much, as Josh Mills would say, stolen from Sushi Go. But I'm not sure exactly how that's going to
talk about that.
So the way that the scoring works, I'm not 100% firm on it. I have a feeling it will need to be balanced. So what I did was I printed out big score sheets that have a picture of the robot. And next to it, I will write what the score is planned to be. And then during the playing of the game, since we play test, I'll be able to slightly change those scores if I need to. For different playtests, if things aren't working, it allows me to easily update a prototype without having to swap out real cards or anything within the game. Yeah. Any thoughts about that, Josiah?
My game is special for only two people. Actually, for only four people.
Good information there, buddy. Good information. So,
yeah, that is kind of good.
It's kind of good, isn't it? Yeah. All right. So the other thing I did was some people print out the one sheets, right, that they can give to publishers. I've done that in the past.
I gotta get that.
Yeah, some people do that. But I decided this year to go ahead and not do that. It was just one thing. I don't think the games are necessarily ready to be purchased by a publisher. I mean, if they wanted to see it, great. But I'm not going to outwardly advertise them. But what I did do is I took a hint from Rob last year. He had some plastic standees that he uses. On those plastic
standees. Yeah, he kind of used them all the time.
Yeah, he did. He used them all the time. And those plastic standees that he used.
I know because I have my allies seeing him do that every time.
Always seeing him do that. That Mr. Rob. So these plastic standees, though, they're clear plastic. You can put a full-size sheet of paper in them. So what I do is, and Rob does this too, you make a graphic that's advertising your game. You put it in there. And that allows for players who are walking past to see which game you're demoing right now. At Unpub, they do, at least last year, they had little marker boards that you could write on, and those were super helpful for times. Having that full color picture really kind of draws people in, and I found that to be really useful. What do you think, buddy? You think the markers are better or the full color picture?
The full color picture, and I've been working on a Paw Patrol picture. It looks super pretty. I think everyone will like it. all around the world. And all you, everyone out there would like it.
Yeah, the Paw Patrol picture you made, I'll tell you what, buddy. I will take a picture of what you're working on. I'll put it in the show notes so everybody can see it.
You should make lots of pictures of it so everyone in the world can see it.
That's probably a good idea. It's a pretty good picture. It's one of those old school velvet marker pictures. You know what I'm talking about, guys, builders out there?
Yep, builders out there.
It's pretty cool.
What are builders? Because builders out there, I made it just kind of like a building, huh?
Well, builders, buddy, because the show is called Building the Game, anyone who listens to the show, instead of calling them listeners, we call them builders because they build games. What do you think? Is that good?
Yeah, I think all the builders out there wants to come see Building the Game if you haven't. You want to be a builder? Then do it.
That is a pretty succinct and good advice for people out there. If you want to be a builder, just do it. All right, so let's talk about some other things that we do to prepare for Unpub. Some things to really think through, guys. These aren't necessarily game things, but you're going to be stuck at a table for a long time, right? So don't be afraid to take breaks as needed. But also, I like
to
bring some...
Who wants to have fun?
Who wants to have fun? Well, people come into Unpub want to have fun. So part of that is bring some snacks for yourself to have. Snacks are always good, right? When you need some snacks to power up in case you're getting a little tired.
And that makes you run faster, everyone?
Any suggestions, Josiah, on snacks we might want to bring? I usually bring, like, granola bars or something, but what would you bring for snacks?
Goldfish, pretzels, and popcorn, all sorts of stuff.
Goldfish, pretzels, popcorns, and all sorts of stuff. I like that. That's good stuff.
I only eat the snacks that are really good, everyone. Builders.
So you want to think about that. Make sure you bring water and you stay hydrated sitting at those tables. Like I said, don't be afraid to get up. Take 5 minutes off. Go do a lap around the convention center. That really will help break up your day. It's nice.
Does anyone want to come to Building the Game? It's a fun song. It's pretty not good. And everyone might want to hear this, right, Jason?
Right, Josiah.
And everyone will like it.
They will. They will love it. So, all right. Any other thoughts about Unpub? I want to make sure you guys get. You know, if possible, bring a second game. Even if it's a game you've already showed or you're farther along and are not very far on, bring yourself a second game so that you have some options, so that you're not just stuck at that table playing the exact same game the whole time.
Yeah, because we don't want to do that every time, builders out there.
That's right, you don't. So that is kind of my thoughts on Unpub. Make sure you know you're prepared and you're ready. And here, you know, don't be afraid to change your game on the fly. So this is one other tip I thought of that I've done in the years past, which is nice. If you have cards that are not too unique, and they just, you know, have different distributions on a set of cards, for instance, in a game, and you think you might want to change that, I print off extra cards and some blank ones. The extra cards allow me to swap in different numbers of cards to redo the distributions on the fly, and the blank cards sometimes allow you to go ahead and put in numbers, other cards that you can use within the game. I did that a lot with Minecart Madness, where I did handwritten
everyone,
cards.
Don't get worried about the... Everyone should get sleep so they don't get tired. If they do, then they can't get sleep. Because everyone needs to sleep and get drinks before they eat snacks before they go to sleep. And they get to and brush your teeth before you go to sleep.
So this is all good advice that can work for you at Unpub. Get enough sleep. Make sure to brush your teeth. You don't want to have bad breath when it comes to dealing with the general public playing your game. And also, having a good snack throughout the day will help you. And those are all good tips from Josiah. Now, Josiah, the next part of the show here, we are going to pitch a game, which means we're going to tell the builders about a game idea.
Tell me the game is called. First, tell me what the game's called.
Tell you which what game is called?
The game you just said.
Oh, the game that we're going to pitch? Yeah. Well, the game you said is the game you're going to pitch, and you said it is called Robot Switch. You want to tell me a little bit about Robot Switch?
I want to tell it when Mommy and Laurel are done, because I think you want to hear what the rules are.
Well, we can. You know what we can do? This is the beauty of recording, is we can actually tell them the rules afterwards by letting them listen to you talk about them. It's going to be pretty exciting stuff. So what we're going to do first is we're going to let you pitch the game. So let's start out by having you you tell me. The name of the game is Robot Switch. How do you play Robot Switch?
You, first, you gotta say go before, everyone gets the turn to say go before they play. And then you'll switch a car, go to other people's cards, and go back to their spots. And then you, get up and get your normal cards again. That's how you play. You can get any card you want. And number two, actually, I'll tell you the rule. It's called switch cards. Well, actually, switch robot card. So, number one, you gotta switch cards with everyone else. Number two, you gotta go back to their base and get your card. It'll be a little bit confusing because, and number three, you gotta try to sneak around the middle cards to get to the base. Number four, you gotta, if you want, everyone will be in the, actually, number four, you gotta try to get back to your base to win. And there's no five rules because everyone daddy in that game are in a far, far off spot. Builders out there, we know this is a fun game.
And I can attest to this being a fun game. I watched my wife and Josiah play it. And basically they were taking cards back and forth from each other in sort of a haphazard manner while trying to be sneaky in broad daylight. It is an interesting mix of mechanics, something I think a lot of builders should pay attention to.
I didn't think that game was very better than a different game.
Yeah, then what game do you think it's better than?
Robot Switch card.
Yeah, do you think the Robot Switch game is better than my robot game?
Yeah, because you just have to switch robot card and then you gotta get back. It's a weird game, builders out there, and who's not a builder wants to come here building the game and become one.
That's right. So do you think it would be better off for me just to bring your game to Unpub instead of my game to Baltimore?
Yeah. Who wants to have more fun or games than Jason's robot game? That would be cool. They might want to play better games than his robot game because more than his games would be more fun. Like, so, I have a cool game on my computer I can play. Like, Beard, Find. It's a really cool game.
Yeah, so apparently he's been taking lessons from the Rob School of podcast co-hosting because he says his games are better than mine, and he might be telling the truth. There's a good chance of that.
Yeah, because I like Beard's match because you gotta find the two beard cards that match, and the beard cards that match are far off, and that's a hard game because you gotta collect all the beard cards that are the same and all around this robe before cards can squish them. We gotta, like, we're having a person running towards the past the cards. And you can't let the guys get squished.
That is good advice, not to let the guys get squished. You know, since we still have some time left.
You don't want them to smash the cards out of our hands because that also makes us stopped. It's a like a weird and hard game.
So, since we have a little bit of time left here, actually probably a lot of time left, but this I don't foresee this episode going the full hour. I'm gonna do a pitch challenge here, but with Josiah's help. Josiah, what would you say I should pitch a game about? Can you give me a cool character?
What kind of game?
Well, that's what kind of game do you think I should make up right now on the spot?
A Star Wars board game.
A Star Wars board game. Okay, that's a start. Good. What is something that I should be doing in that Star Wars board game?
We should use Luke and Darth Vader fighting against each other. And only two players.
Okay, so it's a two-player game with Luke and Darth Vader fighting against each other. Now, the obvious choice here is to do a duel between them, much like The Empire Strikes Back, or, of course, Return of the Jedi.
We could do this.
We could actually have...
And we could use Darth Sidious, and there could be a three-player game.
Oh, so if you wanted to have three players, you just add in other guys. What if it was a four-player game? Would you add in another good guy, or would you add in another Sith?
I would add in another good guy. I would add in Han.
Han? Okay, yeah.
Actually, Chewie, because he has the best co-blaster.
Oh, his blaster, the bowcaster?
Yeah. Bowcaster's the best blaster ever.
Yeah, I mean, you heard it here first. The bowcaster is definitely the best blaster. Okay, so in this game, let's say that it's Luke and Chewie versus Darth Vader and Darth Sidious. All right. So how should we resolve the action in this game? Should we use dice, or should we use cards, or should we?
We should use cards to tell us when to find a card to tell when we should. Who should duel again until it's time to duel? Then we can find out who duels.
All right. Well, let's say
I think whoever gets the most dueling wins.
Okay. So maybe each character has their own deck of cards. So Han has his own deck, and Luke has his own deck, and Darth Vader does, and Darth Sidious. So they all have unique cards in there. No?
We could put them all in the middle. Actually, all in a card area so we can keep them safe, and then we could pick a card and go around and pick a card so who can until it's time to duel.
Okay, so we could each pick a card and then play that card when it was time to duel.
Yeah, for our guys to duel, it's like a really specific game.
Okay, so if we're going to play cards, we need to have some choices as the players. We can't just draw cards. So what if we each had three cards in our hand, and when it was time to duel, everybody said, 1, 2, 3, duel. And then we all put down one card at the same time. What do you think about that?
Pick up one card and say, 1, 2, 3. Actually say, 1, 2, 3, go. And then we can duel.
Okay. And then we play the card, and we compare cards to see whose cards did what?
Yeah. Like, just play, and if we're done, we could just duel against each other. That's okay if we're done.
Sounds interesting. So we could just duel against each other, and then, we'd have a game. And then the winner, the last person standing from the duel, the last one to not get stopped?
Yeah, who is not holding them? Doesn't win, so who? And if the Jedi win, they would win the battle. Well, if the Sith win, then the good guys will lose. So I think Laurel and Mai, the first players, can be the bad guys, and next we can be the good.
Okay. Yeah.
Good guys, and we could be the bad guys.
That sounds like a great plan.
We'll be the good guys first, and they will be the bad guys next, and we will be the bad guys next, and they will be the good. They'll be the good guys.
And we can just take turns being the good guys and the bad guys.
Yeah,
that's a fantastic idea.
I think the only bad guy I want to be is Darth Vader because he's my favorite Sith.
He's my favorite Sith too.
I think you can be Darth Sidious too, because he's also a little bit silly.
He is a little bit silly. You are correct.
And he likes, like, he's, like, really funny because he says, "Ah, get me out of here, Darth Vader," because when Darth Vader drops him in the pit, because he thinks that was Luke, but it was really Darth Vader. He's saying that's Luke, and he's, like, trying, and, like, Darth Vader's lying because he wants the bad guy to think Luke did it. That's why that happened in the movie.
Yeah, that's why that happened in the movie?
Yeah.
All right, so we've got through this game pitch then. So we each pitched a game, and you basically pitched two games, which is impressive for your first time on the show as a co-host.
Yeah, and it's really fun, builders.
Is there any advice you would give to the builders about designing games, since you are a prolific designer in your own right?
Builders, you should build all a new game out there in your own homes, so Daddy can have new fun games to play. Daddy will like it. And you can do your own games you want. Only if it's not a game you already did, well, it's okay if you can do it a little bit, but not always. Okay, everyone?
All right. So that is pretty good advice.
I thought you would say that.
Yeah. So this episode is happening, guys. This episode is actually happening.
Yep. I think it's going to be happening for a little bit or a lot of it.
Yeah, you think the episode is happening for a little bit or a lot of it? Well, I'm thinking it's going to be happening for a little bit because...
I think for a little bit, everyone, because you're, like, going to be so excited what this is, everyone. You're, like, going to be so excited forever for this show.
Yes, they are. Oh, builders. Thank you.
Builders everywhere.
Builders everywhere. Thank you for being a part of this show. Listen, if I'm going to be at Unpub, so... by all means, look me up while I'm there.
I think you're already a builder, Daddy.
Right, yes. Any builders out there who are listening to this, come see me
builders,
at Unpub. I've got a table.
You can come everywhere. You can come anywhere you come. And if you're on Clover Meadows, you can come everywhere you came from.
That is right. So like I said, check me out at Unpub if you want to play my games. I'll play your games. It'll be a great time.
Have a fun time, everyone, playing Daddy's games everywhere he goes.
That's right. And we will be likely recording an episode sometime while we're there. So ask us about that if you're interested in hanging out while we do a big group recording, likely. It'll be a good time.
And everyone have a good time.
Everyone have a good time. You know, I was thinking before we go here, Josiah, I think... people were really excited last time when you sang the Building the Game song. So how about you do that for us?
No, it was a different song.
Why don't you sing the Building the Game song for us?
It's Building the Game with Jason and Rob. For tabletops, gaming, so you really can't go wrong. Building the Game, yeah, Building the Game.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you again, builders, for hanging out with us for this short time today. We'll be back with regular episodes pretty quick here. Next week, we'll have our Unpub episode.
Another song, everyone.
Next week, actually, sorry, we will not have our Unpub episode. The next episode you'll hear will be Rob and I in the studio, one last prep before Unpub. But after that,
everyone,
can expect us to be back to our normal...
sing another song.
Episodes.
Chugga chugga choo choo spin around. Every letter has a sound.
Good information. So we will...
I thought you are the best.
Well, thank you, buddy. I think you are a fantastic co-host to have on the show.
Everyone, make your own games. You want to play new, make new games, everyone? Then do it.
That's right. All right. Thank you for listening today. If you want to get a hold of us still after this awesome episode, you can find me on Twitter at J.A. Slingerland. Rob is at poorly_designed.
And everyone's going to have a great time at their house, wherever they are, at the hospital, at the store, anywhere. All even right. If they're sick.
Oh, well, that is great. You can find us on Twitter at @podcastbgg as well. You can look us up by emailing us at buildingthegamepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website, buildingthegamepodcast.com. You can also call us at 770-TEL-BTG and leave us a message. That'll be great. You can give us a 5-star review on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on Google Play. We can do all those awesome things. So please look us up. And,
who wants to come to our house?
Yeah, and who wants to come to our house and play games? Open invitation, according to Josiah.
Even if you want to play any of our games, we have the best games than almost every house.
Indeed we do. All right, buddy. Now it's time to tell everyone good night.
Good night.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast. Next time on Building the Game.
All right, here. There's one more thing, builders, that we forgot to give you that we're going to give you right now. And that is Josiah. That is Josiah doing...
Everything's awesome. Everything's cool when you're part of a team. Everything's awesome when you live in our dreams.
Perfect, buddy.